It's okay to cry over raw milk. That story next on This Land of Ours. A new study from the Centers for Disease Control has found a significant increase in the number of people getting sick from contaminated raw milk since the 1990s, according to Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation.
On average, from 1993 to 2006, you saw about 3 outbreaks per year. More recently, from 2007 to 2012, that increase has gone from 3 per year to 13 per year. What that means is nearly 1,000 people have become sickened, at least those that we are aware of, and at least 73 of those have gone to the hospital.
The people getting sick are in states that have legalized some form of sales of raw milk, which is why the national milk producers are opposed to loosening state and federal regulations.
That's why our message here at the national level has been, don't further water down or do things to unleash these restrictions, because what happens then is more people become sick.
Galen says raw milk supporters usually cite freedom of choice as a reason why sales of raw milk should be legalized.
Unfortunately, the choice argument, I think, falls apart when you're considering the fact that many of the people who are part of these disease outbreaks are children.
Sales of raw milk for human consumption are illegal in Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.